This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide.
Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek. Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
Email on air.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. My name's Dean Beck. I don't know what that is. His name is Andrew the Apprentice.
Good evening, Dean.
Good evening.
Big thank you to Fiona and Danae, who are those chicks talking footy.
I'm loving that show just quietly.
It is very good.
Tonight on this very show, a former call girl, relationship and intimacy coaches, tantric sex specialists. I didn't know Martin Foley was so talented. No, our equality minister, Martin Foley, will get the shock of his life when he discovers that he's on Joy's sex show. He will be with us very shortly.
He has been before.
Not on the has he on the show? Yeah.
Yes.
Dirty stop out. We'll be speaking to Minister Foley about today's budget.
That's right. The 16-17 Victorian budget was announced today. The Pride Centre is, of course, the big centrepiece, but there's a whole other lot.
Oh, is there
lot of bits and pieces?
Oh, it's huge.
Huge.
Huge. A little later in the program, after we've finished with Minister Foley, Lisa Solomon will join us, who is running a sex symposium, and that's where the former call girl relationship and other people will be talking. And that's coming up later in May. We'll speak to Lisa about that a little later.
But we've got the minister.
I think we better get
minister
on to that.
For everybody.
He is many things, but first I've got to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Victoria's first and only Minister for Equality, Mr. Martin Foley. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Andrew. And yes, I have been on your rightly famous show before. I'm more than prepared.
Well, Rowena did a tremendous job last week, our very own Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, so you have big shoes to fill. Now, today you've announced for our community a whole raft of things, not the least of which is the Pride Centre, which we know about, but tell us about some of the other good stuff.
So there's a package of more than bits and pieces. I'd like to think they're a coherent plan about how we make sure that our diverse LGBTI community is seen for what it is, a community that has been excluded from so much of our society's decision-making and processes of service delivery. And you're right, as Rowena pointed out last week, the $15 million of capital for the Pride Centre is a centrepiece, but there's a further $14 million worth of programs. I think Rowena might have also spoken about the $6.4 million for the Gender Dysphoria Health Service out at Monash. But what I'm particularly pleased to add to that list are a few very important programs. There's a $4 million over 4 years, so $1 million a year grants program, which won't be decided by me, it'll be decided by an independent community-based panel from the LGBTI community and others, to strengthen leadership and community organisations.
Is that
What struck me is within weeks of the 2014 election, I convened an informal roundtable at the Office of Premier and Cabinet with lots of organisations. And the burnout rate, even since then, of community organisations in the LGBTI sector staggered me. We flog people in all sorts of ways, and that has a really negative effect on the capacity of the sector to organise.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And, so that's different to the LGBTI culturally diverse grants that were announced a little time ago.
That's right. And in addition to that, so that was a grants program that the Multicultural Commission is running. Because what I'm announcing here is all programs that the Equality Portfolio are running.
Fantastic.
Another key part of my portfolio, because it's very small in terms of numbers of people, is to act as that agent of change across government. Hence the work of the Multicultural Commission to have a dedicated LGBTI focus. Mental health, I'm also the Mental Health Minister, so that helps, to have a dedicated LGBTI focus in the suicide prevention work. For the Minister for Education, for instance, to now take, frankly, a national leadership role in making sure that the attacks on the Safe School Coalition are responded to. My role is to obviously act as the champion at the cabinet table for the LGBTI equality mission. So there's those wider programs. These $29 million worth of programs that are in today's budget for the state are the specific equality portfolio programs. But by the time you multiply, quite rightly, what should be the programs that all of government should have a focus on LGBTI disadvantage and vulnerability and exclusion, it's a much, much bigger pie.
You mentioned the mental health reform package. You've got, $356 million investment in mental health being announced, including $27.5 million for a suicide prevention package. Now, obviously, suicide is an issue for our LGBTI communities. What are some of the initiatives that are happening in that mental health space that do you think will support the LGBTI community?
Yeah. So the two key pillars of that suicide prevention strategy are designed to make sure that we set ourselves a goal, a national goal, we're calling on it, of halving the number of people who take their own life. We've sadly seen over the last 6 to 7 years a steep increase in the number of people who take their own life. And last year, we saw 654 Victorians take their own life. We saw many, many, many thousands of more try to. The best evidence tells us that communities that are excluded from all sorts of identity support and inclusion in wider programs are most at risk. The LGBTI community, sadly, is one of those communities. So through the Expert Reference Task Force that was set up in the mental health area, it has become clear that along with regional communities, along with Indigenous communities, our LGBTI Victorians are at a disproportionate risk of harm through suicide. And we think we know the geographic areas, and we think we know, sadly, from the discharges from hospitals, individuals. So we want to have, on the one hand, an intense outreach program of people that we know who have attempted suicide, and we know who those people are, and wrap the services that they're looking for to reground their life. And that means dealing with issues of identity for LGBTI people sometimes. But it also means identifying those communities that at an early intervention stage where we need to deal with the drivers of what it is that push people to isolation, to loneliness, to alcohol and drug abuse that then can lead to whatever the factor is that could lead to people contemplating suicide.
Joining you on Hide and Seek is our Minister for Equality, Martin Foley. We're talking about his portfolio of mental health at present. Martin, the figures are quite staggering, and in the last couple of years, our suicide rates have dramatically increased, not the least of which, for every one suicide, there are about 30 attempts, some 75,000 attempts each year. And the intervention immediately thereafter is the most important element, or so it seems. Is that your funds are going to target as far as that goes?
So we spent about 6 months working with a kind of an expert reference task group, of which there was significant LGBTI community representation on. And it staggered me, the over 60,000 ambulance reports for attempted suicides in the most recent figures a year. And what do? We patch those people up. We might give them some short-term, whilst they're in the acute health system assessment, and then we send them on their way. The learnings that we've had from best practice in comparative jurisdictions is that's the time that people are in their most vulnerable. So if we want to actually seriously cut down on the people that we know most at risk, it's those people who have tried before. So the program will specifically target, on the one hand, those people that we know with kind of an assertive outreach, wrap them around in support, and a large number of those are LGBTI Victorians. So it has to be appropriate support for whatever the particular issues that might have led there. And then at the more community-based early intervention level, where are the communities that we can see from the data that are disproportionately represented in suicides, being either successful or attempted? And again, LGBTI Victorians are disproportionately in that group.
Well, if any of this conversation has affected you and you wish to speak to someone, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. They're operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Beyond Blue offers a support service, 1300 22 4636. And you can check out their resources at beyondblue.org.au.
We're speaking with Martin Foley, Minister for Equality, Minister for Mental Health. Now, Minister, to support the community and preventing them to get to those areas of distress, community support is integral, and it's great to see that the Healthy Equal Youth grants are back on the back. You've got some more money going towards them next year.
Back and boosted,
back
baby.
And boosted.
That's exactly right. So there's already, we're 1 year into a 4 year, $4 million program. So it's still got 3 years to run. So we're adding another $1.15 million rather, to bring that up to over $5 million. Because unsurprisingly, those same issues about communities wanting to engage with particularly young people who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse, and particularly in the regions, these programs are massively oversubscribed every time we put out an expression for interest. So this is a deliberate attempt to meet that growth.
Martin Foley, the LGBTI focus with regards to homelessness is particularly interesting one. In this country, we've not done any statistics as to what percentage of LGBTI youth are homeless, yet in both the UK and in the USA, some 30 to 40% of homeless youth are LGBTI. There's no reason to expect it to be any different here. Your budget has funds that seems to be targeting that too.
It does. This was a proposition that came from Launch Housing, who took a very convincing argument to government that if you're going to seriously address homelessness, you have to deal with the drivers of homelessness and what is it that alienates, again, particularly young people from families and from other support mechanisms, of which housing is one. It's this gender identity or same-sex attracted issues, which can rupture, sadly, so many of those family and support links, which casts young people into homelessness. And the work and the proposal that Launch have put up to us has been very convincing, and amongst other things about just getting the data and getting the facts, making sure that homelessness services are appropriately targeting and responsive to the needs of LGBTI people is very important. So work, for instance, that we're going to do with Melbourne City Mission and some other organisations will be particularly targeting an appropriate support mechanisms for young LGBTI homeless people. And again, as the Family Violence Royal Commission pointed out, homelessness can result from same-sex relationships ending up, sadly, in a violent end. And again, that can have an effect on children, and we need to make sure that appropriate responses through homelessness and family violence support takes account of that LGBTI focus that can be the causes of the drivers of why people are cast in a disadvantaged situation. Whatever it might be.
Oh, this is my favourite bit, this bit. I'm so excited.
Now, obviously, we know here that you know, sometimes we joke here about the bubble of inner Melbourne for the LGBTI communities, but you're putting some money towards making sure that rural and regional gays and lesbians and trans and everyone else is engaged with the commish.
Yep, yep, we are. Well, and indeed, not just with the commish, but when we...
I call it the boss. The whole,
don't we all? and when we were talking about the need for the Pride Centre, clearly... for it to work on the scale and the economics, it needs to be as accessible in the sort of central part of Melbourne. But if we're going to do that, then we've got to also recognise that Melbourne isn't just the 10-kilometre radius of the central business district. It's a diverse place, and the further you get out from that central Melbourne area, the more challenging it can be for young people in particular, but not just young people, who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse, and it can be pretty rugged. And some of the stories you hear from the agencies in the regions and in rural centres are particularly harrowing. And the need to get a whole-of-government rollout of services in a accessible way, and in a way that affirms people's rights, that, you know, that this is... what you would expect in a diverse and inclusive Victoria is to put it on with a bit of razzle dazzle and to come to town. So the idea of the roadshow is to seek to reflect that, is to seek to reflect the equality message.
It's going to be straight Priscilla. We all know it's going to be straight Priscilla.
It's not going to be a bus, right? And you're not going to be on the top of it. Unless you... And BuzzFeed ran a...
Oh, I know, I saw that.
Ridiculous bottle on top. I can't see Rowena in that colour at all. but I would have thought a rollout of all of the services, not just LGBTI focused services, to say you have a right to be who you are, safe where you live, no matter what your gender identity,
Speaking of BuzzFeed, can we do away with that experiment now and move on to some serious journalism, please?
Well, clearly you're ruling yourself out from that case.
Well, of course. Hide and seek's hardly the appropriate platform for this conversation, but we've got you anyway. Now, moving on. I'm a little disappointed to see that all of the money regarding the tackling of the ICE issue has been put into policing. $228 million will fund 406 new police to protect vulnerable children and fight the ICE epidemic.
I'll stop you right there, Dean.
Righty-o. Good on you.
Not wrong to say that, not every day I'll say you're wrong, but you're wrong. Firstly, in stage one of the ICE response last year, a $45 million package, $25 million of that was into community-based responses. In this package, whilst there is a separate police package, the majority of the money, again, goes into rolling out the therapeutic drug court, which has been ridiculously successful in the Dandenong area, into the Melbourne Magistrates Court area, the largest single area for the Magistrates Court in Victoria. And it also goes to programs such as dedicated residential rehabilitation and a range of other community-based support programs. So whilst there is a policing investment about growth, and there's all sorts of reasons why we do need more police, the focus of the ICE action response continues to be one that says this is not a problem that you can arrest your way out of. This is an issue, if we're going to deal with it properly, that needs to be seen through a community and a health lens first and foremost. Whilst it continues to be an illegal substance in the state, that there are serious policing issues attached with it. There's serious road safety issues attached with it. There's serious community safety issues attached with it. But first and foremost, it is a health and a mental health response.
I'm not quite sure how 20 beds in the Grampians is going to help the gay men of Melbourne who are becoming addicted to this product and have a very specific response required in regards to the drug.
And I would have thought that the gay men of Melbourne's overwhelming position, as I understand the issue, is that they don't actually need a residential rehabilitation
program. You might be right.
That is sadly a very small number, a very tragic number of people need that. Most people continue to function relatively well with all sorts of ice and other alcohol and drug addictions. It's how we support them in their communities, in their community-based settings, that this is a particular issue. Yes, there's always the need to do more, but we're now well over 2 years, less than 2 years into this government, more than $30 million of community-based responses across the state.
And we thank you.
Yes. It's what governments are here to do.
Well, I did have a chat.
Work with community.
I did have a chat with your counterpart, David Davis, who was very pissed off that taxes are going to be higher and that those that are buying and selling property are going to have to pay more. He's not happy with that.
That those who buy and sell, who are foreign investors, are going to buy and sell more.
Oh well,
I'm not sure how that's necessarily a bad deal, and I'm not sure how bringing brown coal taxes up to the same level as interstate coal taxes is a bad deal. David Davis needs to consider the evidence before he goes talking about budgets. And frankly, if that's his only criticism, he doesn't have much of an argument.
And on that note, I think we'll leave it there.
Minister, I'm sure it's been a very long day. Budget day must be the busiest day of the year, is it?
Pretty much.
You love it, though. Listen to you. You're firing on all cylinders. You're loving it.
Absolutely. Where else would you rather be?
Victoria's Minister for Equality and Minister for Mental Health, and he does other things too.
Housing, Disability and Ageing.
Martin Foley, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek this evening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Minister.
Well, there you go, Andrew. I've been put back in my box.
Well, David has.
Oh, yes. Hey, we should probably take a break. You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.